path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
What's up, you little bitch?
Yo, how are you?
I'm great.
Good.
Wow. You look great.
Thanks, you too, man.
Oh, thanks, man.
It's a beautiful day. Beautiful day out there, and everybody looks good, and it is Friday, though, right?
It is, thank God.
And Jesus.
Oh, really?
The end of January? Yeah. The longest month of the goddamn year? It's like, I thought it was over yesterday. I was like, oh, my God, January's over. I didn't realize it was another day. But it's the longest month of the year. Not that February is going to be like, time to go swimming, but we're getting a little closer. Because after the Super Bowl, all there is really to look forward to is St. Pat's. That's like the next thing.
Maybe it'll be warmer.
Yeah, I sort of associate St. Pat's with sometimes being sunny and warm.
Sure, it has been before.
Yeah, having a T-shirt on.
Well, that's really exciting.
Yeah, really exciting. This, you know, I can be done with this. How's the fam?
Looking forward to St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, that's it. Well, this is the worst part of the year.
Fine. Yeah, the worst part of the year. Everybody's good.
Everybody's good?
Yeah.
No problem. Boys had baseball last night. Was that night before?
My youngest had baseball last year.
When does the practice stop, or this is not school-related?
It's not school-related.
Okay. So he just does it year-round. Some of it's school-related.
It takes time off for football.
Okay.
And then they come back, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, when does that?
He just sits in a gym, and I don't know. He's in this giant gym, and they practice fielding the ball out.
When do they do that?
What do you mean?
Like they're doing, that's what they're doing now, is just sitting in there practicing
fielding?
Yeah,
they started like in November, and they go all the way through, and then they'll start playing baseball, I don't know, somewhere around May or something.
Did they do that when you were in high school, like the practice that much? I don't remember. I was an athlete, but I don't remember my friends who were being busy with sports
practicing the
nearly
summer
as often. Right, I remember football players went in the summer, like in August or something.
Yeah, they went early.
To start getting ready. They did 2 days or whatever.
Baseball, I don't know, we just practiced when the season started.
Yeah, I felt like it was during
like 2 weeks before, we practiced on a diamond, it was hot out.
And it was,
and then we played games, and then it was over.
And it was like every other day or something, like, oh, today's one of the days that we do practice. It wasn't every day.
No.
And it certainly wasn't year-round. But you know what? There's big money to be made, as we mentioned yesterday, in sports.
Big money, man.
I guess that's that.
Sports, it's crazy.
Is there any part of you that, because obviously I know that you are not looking forward at all to your boys moving out of the house.
No,
you know, moving out of the house. Is there any relief in, like, you know, the sports stuff being over, or do you love every aspect of it?
No, I like every. I mean, except for the cost.
Yeah. But the cost is going to be replaced by college anyway.
Right. And the cost is worth it.
Yeah.
You know.
So, okay.
I hear people complain all the time, and, you know, whatever. People, you know, enjoy different things, but, you know, like driving 2 hours to go to a baseball game, to me, that's 2 hours in the car with my kid. I just get to hang out with him. He normally wouldn't probably do that.
True.
So.
Some parents don't go to all the games already. Mm-hmm. I think some parents feel obligated to. And so those are the parents that are probably like, Jesus Christ, this never.
Yeah, and I get it. I mean, it's a valid complaint. I'm not saying, you know, but I just always kind of looked at it like, you know, all right, well, a little bit more time.
When it comes to the paid stuff, do they tell you, like, hey, look, if you want your kid to have any chance at all of being serious about the sport and playing into college, you basically have to do this. Because of the way the system is set up.
I mean, they don't say that.
But the internet,
people,
it's the consensus.
Yeah.
It's like people who think, I would like my kid to have a chance.
If he wants to
play on
play baseball
if they want
in college, then he's going to have to do this.
Parks and Rec won't be enough.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Which, when I was a kid, I'm sure there were other things, but I mainly just remember Parks and Rec. And I think a lot of those kids that went on to play college football, when they were little, they played Parks and Rec football,
and then they played
in school.
High school is the same for football.
Okay.
I think high school is still, like, the last sport that's still, it's like high school's it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to go play anything else but high school.
Yeah, it's a very good...
But basketball, they have all those AAU. I don't know anything about basketball, but it feels like it's all the McDonald's tournaments. You see them on TV, all those kids.
Yeah.
Club basketball stuff, and then baseball, and soccer's been that way forever.
Right, soccer started in like the 70s. Do they say which sport is the most expensive if you're trying to give your kid the best shot? Is it baseball?
I
had never thought about basketball before, but I'm sure they have similar camps and everything else set up for
sure.
All that.
And they all go year round. Places the kids are good. Yeah,
it's not like me just going once to that basketball camp in the summer that probably costs $50. They probably have to do similar stuff, travel and everything else.
Yeah, so, like I said, I don't know anything about basketball. I coach a basketball team right now, but it's kids who don't want to play really.
Right. That thing that we watched about the little.
Not that they don't want to play. They're just like all football players, and I don't know.
It's not their passion.
My kid asked me, it was like, "You want to coach a team with me and some of those guys you coached in football?" I'm like, "In basketball?" He's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Oh, yeah.
That's good.
We're going to try to win 2-0. You are not going to drive the lane on this team, I promise you."
I've said
this. We're going to lay the smack down on them.
So can you...
I think they were all shocked when I came out there. Because I know all those kids really well. I've coached some of them since they were...
Six.
Maybe even earlier, some of them. I was like, "What do you guys want out of this?" And they're like... I'm like, "Because I want to ask you. Do you guys just want to have fun and you don't care?" I said, "Because what's going to happen is I come out here to coach you guys to have fun, and you know, within 30 minutes, I'm going to lose my ass because I'm overly competitive. So you have to tell me now that you don't care." And some were like, "Dude, I don't care. I just want to have fun." I think the most one was like, "Yeah, you know, I'd like to have fun and be kind of competitive." So I was like, "All right, well, then just slow it down. We're good." Because my first instinct is like, "Boys, we are going to get in shape." And they're like, no.
But are you confident that them telling you, like, "We just want to have fun" is going to be able to change that mentality in you, that competitiveness that's like, "What the hell are you doing? You're old for this."
Because 30 minutes into it, I was like, "Jesus Christ, man.
Okay.
Quit flailing your arms around. What are you, uncoordinated son of a bitch?"
That's the same kid since 5 years old. I remember that kid. Yeah.
Up next, speaking in tongues.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
All right, tell me about this Detroit City priest.
Okay, so do approach this with an open mind.
Okay.
Because I think people think priest, and then you automatically go, "Oh, what's next?" And you have some ideas of what's next. And there is a child involved in this, so you go, "Okay, well, I've basically heard enough." Now, this is no ordinary priest, though. He is he's from Detroit. Which that's where he works, his church is at. But he travels the country. As a matter of fact, this incident that we're going to discuss happened when he was visiting a church in Illinois. But he's also a podcast host, a really popular podcast host, because he's an exorcist. And I guess...
He's an exorcist?
Yeah, he exorcises demons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which I guess is called an exorcist. I thought the same thing when I read that earlier. I was like, is that the person
an exorciser
doing it? Yeah, but they said he is a self-proclaimed exorcist. Anyway, Father Carlos Martins, he's from Detroit, and the podcast is called The Exorcist Files. Ooh. I watched some clips of this guy talking about exorcisms and, you know, people being
possessed
and some of the things that he's seen. And, you know, people asking, "Have you ever seen someone levitate? Have you ever seen those things that happen in the movie?" And it seemed like he was saying yes to all of those things. Now, we interviewed a guy a while back for our podcast, who does exorcisms and wrote a book about it. And he claimed to be kind of it's a typical story, but like he never would have believed it, didn't believe in such a thing. And then he was asked to go watch something, and then he started to witness it with his own eyes, that sort of thing. It's an interesting story because you are talking to an adult. Well, the question is always, do you believe it?
Right.
Do you believe it, or are you just grifting me? And with this guy, I don't know if he believes it because he does seem like a pretty good salesman. And obviously, he's got a successful podcast. They called it successful, at least. I don't know. And so this guy travels the country. Now, I don't know if he just talks about how to do exorcisms when he travels the country or what. But for some reason, churches offer, you know, him to come visit, and that's what he does. And when he was traveling to Illinois, he had an incident that he had to turn himself in for. Now, it involved a little girl. She's a 13-year-old girl, and it involved her hair. Okay,
well, I don't think anything happened here because it was a girl. You don't hear priests molesting girls.
Once you go priest, child, girl, it's like, eh.
Right? One of these things that's an ACT test. I'm like...
And I really do mean approach this with an open
priest
mind.
Priest is to girl as, you know, I don't know, hot dog is to banana.
Like, yes, sugar is to gas tank, whatever. Right. It's one of these things that I could absolutely see being... I wish I could have seen it, because I wonder... When you describe it, it sounds ludicrous, and you go, oh, well, that sounds bad. But if you really think about it, like, could this have been blown out of proportion? I got a clip from the local news in Detroit.
It's alleged he approached a 13-year-old girl, asked about her hair, specifically if she ever used it to floss her teeth with.
And then it's alleged that he then picked up her hair, placed it in his mouth, and made a flossing motion.
A few minutes later, police say he sat in the pew behind her and started growling, yes, growling at her.
Okay, so... You will see headlines that say, priest grabs child's hair and flosses teeth with it. If you read a little bit more closely, it's that he gets the hair. It's not clear that he plucks it from her head or if it fell on her shoulder or what. But he picks up one of her hairs. He says, have you ever flossed your teeth with it? And he does a flossing motion. Now, that guy said that he put it in his mouth and did the flossing motion. One of the things I read just said he did a flossing motion with it. I don't know. But he picks up the hair, does a flossing motion, then sits down in a pew behind her and starts making growling noises. Why was he growling? No idea. No idea. But... Supposedly, there were a couple of other people there who said that they heard him making noises. Now, he turned himself in. It's a misdemeanor charge of battery.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Because they said for grabbing her hair to floss with. Now, if he pulled it out of her head, then maybe that's battery, right? If you pluck a hair out of somebody's head without the permission, I assume legally that that's battery. But, like, is that what happened? Because it depends on... Who's writing the story or who's telling the story? Did he just pick the hair up off of her? He said, have you ever used your hair to floss with? That makes me think, I just imagine, that she's got a loose hair on her shoulder or something, right? And hell, they could have even been talking about flossing her teeth. I don't know. And then he says, you ever use your hair to floss with? Because it's long hair, right? This guy's bald. I don't know. Something dumb that doesn't make a lot of sense. And he picks it up and goes...
All right, well, it doesn't sound that far off as like a guy who thinks he's funny, but he's not.
Trying to be funny to kids.
Right, he's
right?
Like, hey, look at how long your hair is. And he grabs, doesn't grab it, picks it up like, you ever floss with it?
Exactly.
Like she could take her hair all the way around her face and floss with it. The growling part, I don't know, unless maybe she's like... You weirdo, and got mad at him, didn't, and so he sits behind her, he's like, oh, you're mad at me, like, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't understand
none of
the growling
part. Sounds sexual or anything.
No.
It sounds to me, he's like, oh, she's mad. You know, like, he was still having fun with her or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you mad at me? I'm so mad at you.
Or maybe she didn't even say anything about being mad at him. Maybe, I could see that she giggled, and maybe he's trying to be funny again, sitting a few behind her going, and there's other people around, and he's, you know, like, trying surprise her or whatever. Again, I could see someone doing this thinking that they're being funny to kids.
T-Brex is like, got your nose. Like that.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like on a preschooler's TV show where the guy talks to the animated host or co-host or whatever it is, or the puppet, like in Mr. Rogers, and says, oh, well, hey, do you ever use your hair to floss with it? That would be funny, wouldn't it?
Right.
That kind of dumb crap is in those shows. Now, this girl's 13. So, you know. His audience, maybe he was a little off. But maybe, I might even say hopefully, this guy doesn't spend a whole lot of time with kids alone. I don't know. Maybe he's just not, maybe he's not a real funny guy. Maybe he's seen...
No, he's dealing with the devil constantly.
A lot of dark things, exactly.
So forgive him for a second if he doesn't know how to interact with children who aren't possessed.
Yeah. This guy, you know what he's guilty of? Seriously? Of being a priest. I think if he weren't a priest, we wouldn't be hearing about this. If someone said, hey, did you hear that they did a career day thing and the guy picked up one of the girl's hairs off her shoulder? So
a dentist?
Yeah, a dentist or just anyone.
I guess it would make a little more sense.
Make a little more sense with the dentist, yeah.
But so, yeah, I get the point being that...
Trying to be funny.
I think if somebody took a, you know, the girl's hair is there and he's like, oh, you ever floss with this? Look how long it is. I don't think people would be like, man.
Right.
He wants to...
Exactly, but instead you get a headline now that says Detroit priest uses 13-year-old's hair to floss his teeth, and you go, oh, because as soon as you see a headline that says priest, you go, what kind of weird sex thing is this priest doing? I mean, and that's not our fault. That's the Catholic Church's fault.
Right, no.
They've led us to that
brand.
Place. That's your brand now.
That's your brand. So we automatically jump to conclusions. Now, after I've heard just a little bit of the story, you know, hey, here I am defending a priest, which, you know, You know, wouldn't have had that in my bingo card.
No, for this day, let alone this month or year.
This year.
So, yes, exactly.
That said, I mean, it doesn't sound like it's anything.
This sounds manufactured
actionable.
To me.
Yeah.
It sounds manufactured to me. And the fact that he's in legal trouble, I think he's in legal trouble because he's a priest. Now, I don't know if he's allowed to talk about it or not, but Snowcone, we should try and get him on the show. I mean, the guy is a podcast.
What's his name?
Make sure I get it right. Father Martins. What's his first name? Carlos Martins is his
what
name.
What church?
And I don't know. The name of his show is The Exorcist Files. He was visiting a church in Illinois. They said this morning the name of his church in Detroit, but I'll look it up for
you.
Yeah,
let's see if we can get him on. Tell me what it was. We want to defend him on the girl, and then we want to talk about exorcism because we think that's cool anyway.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
All right. We're going to do the news coming up. Still a lot of talk about that plane crash the other day. And Trump has another theory. I know you mentioned one of them yesterday. He's got another one today. And there's more people being subjected to Senate confirmation hearings. I saw Tulsi Gabbard on TV.
Somebody said she's not going to make it.
Really?
I saw, but I was like, I don't think all these people are going to make it. Like, but, I mean, that was just my feeling, but then they were like, oh, Tulsi Gabbard.
She was the one they kept showing a straw poll for. They were like, updates on the Tulsi Gabbard. I was like, why don't they do this with everyone? So maybe it's because they thought she might not make it.
She's running into problems? I don't know why, though.
I don't know. She's attractive.
She did that first, she was running for president as a Democrat?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I sent her $20.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I didn't know anything about her, and at first debate, she came out, I was like, hey, you know what, you got some decent things to say, and she kind of fell into that.
She's very anti-war.
Yeah, that John Kerry, me, her, like, hey, I like to see Democrats who've been to war,
yeah,
who are, like, not interested in going again.
Right.
You war hawks, you know what I mean? Like, so I was like, oh, let me send her $20 and see what she has to say. But then I know people are like, oh, now she's a Russian spy and whatever. But I was like, I haven't heard anything from her since they're kind of like, yeah, you're not going to be president. And I was like, well, that was $20 down the drain. I haven't heard anything from her. And then all of a sudden, you know, you hear, you know, little things. I went like, Tulsi Gabbard, she's a works for Putin. I was like, what?
That's the thing. I was going to say,
okay,
spy and friend of Putin.
Weird.
Friend of Putin.
And then you're like, now she's going to be something. You know, it's like, I have no idea. Like, I literally have no idea.
To me, it's the same as if someone says the name, like, Jordan Peterson. Okay, do people like him? Well, they're very split. Some people really hate him.
Mm-hmm.
Why? And I go, you should ask someone else. I'm not sure exactly.
Right.
It's something about, I'm not exactly sure. I think there's something. Same with Tulsi Gabbard. It's like, I know that some people think she's a Russian spy. I know she used to be a Democrat, and I know that, like, I think Joe Rogan likes her because she's been on his show quite a bit. They seem to get along, don't they? I've heard that he says good things about her. I don't know if he does still. But mainly, you know, what I know is that she's real pretty. I know what she looks like. She's real. I like that gray streak, you know.
And she's well spoken.
Yeah, she's
well spoken. Like, from the debates, like, she was well spoken for
like
sure.
Olivia Munn.
She does a little bit. But that streak, that gray streak, it really does something. But they all seem smart to me, you know, because they're all a lot smarter than me. So I don't know. But you say maybe she won't make it. That could be true. I saw the live updates
Tulsi
on the
Gabbard
straw polls.
An Edward Snowden problem.
That's
what they're saying. Tulsi Gabbard won't call Snowden a traitor. It could sink her. Tulsi Gabbard's Edward Snowden problem.
When was that? That's a recent thing?
58 minutes ago from MSN.
That's
so
ridiculous.
Okay.
He's not a traitor.
Weird. Yeah, you wouldn't think that people would be. That seems like such an old issue, too, and people are just kind of split on it anyway. So.
Like Assange or something.
Right. Tell us how you feel about Snowden.
I have to be honest with you, I get him confused.
I think a lot of people do.
Snowden and that other dude.
Assange?
I don't know which one.
I think a lot of people do. Well, we'll do the news. I think we covered most of the Tulsi stuff. There's going to be a little bit more to cover, but we'll do the rest of the news coming up next.
The Church. With the Church of Laszlo. It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
The news. Well, people are still talking a lot about that plane crash. A lot of headlines there. I'd say that's still about 80% of the news if you flip through the networks. they're recovering the black boxes and doing all that sort of thing. You mentioned yesterday Trump said that maybe DEI could be partially to blame for some of this. Maybe some people were working for air traffic control that shouldn't have been. They just got in there because of, you know, I guess the race, gender, something like that.
I don't know.
They weren't qualified. And there are some reports now that maybe there were some problems in the tower, which we'll get to. But first, I just wanted to make sure that I had this for Laszlo, because I think if I try and think of Laszlo's heroes, his Mount Rushmore of real-life heroes, there'd be some sports guys. Is it Cal Ripken? I'm not sure which sports person it is, but we got to make room for at least one or two. You might put his dad up there, because that's a sentimental thing to do. And then I think Sully Sullenberger would probably be the main one,
was
just
that
because
his name?
I don't know what his name is. Captain Sullenberger. Is it Sully Sullenberger?
I think so.
No, as I said that, I'm like, that's not right. It's Sullenberger. They call him Sully because his real name's Sullenberger or something, right?
Chelsea Sullenberger.
His name's Chelsea? Stop.
That's it.
So they do call him Sully Sullenberger because he doesn't want to be called Chelsea?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that sucks. Even at his age, he's like, don't call me that. Yeah. It's embarrassing. Now, it he's tough, a hero and everything else, and he's still like, don't call me Chelsea. You know, and where did that name come from anyway? There are some girls' names for guys that can work.
Like what?
I don't know. Like, my brother had a friend named Ashley. That seemed like a tough puck, and he was redheaded.
Yeah.
And but sometimes I thought it kind of made him like a badass, because he had to be a badass to survive in a world where his name was Ashley.
A boy named Sue, but that's not real.
Shannon's work. There's some Shannons. I had a Shannon at my school
Sharp.
Team. Right? Shannon Sharp.
Hoon.
There you go. Blind Melon. That's one of them. And then, you know, Kelly sometimes, right? I think. Okay, maybe not. I don't know. There's a few.
Francis.
Maybe just avoid
Francis.
It. Maybe just avoid it. I would think that when you're a new parent, that one of the things you're thinking is, I don't want my kid's life to be any harder than it has to be. I want to try. If I could pad the whole world for them, I would.
I've never heard of a dude named Chelsea.
Well, here you go.
I mean, I've never heard it. There was a guy when I was growing up who lived seven doors down. He had two kids. I remember. And I found out that it was two girls. I found out their parents' name is their dad's name was Carol.
What?
Yeah.
Carol?
And I was like, your dad's name's Carol.
Man, you got to go by something else. There's no middle name there. Just go by sport or something.
He had two girls' names. His name was Carol Kay.
My cousin's name was Sandy.
Maybe, I think it was Kay. Maybe Carol Kate. But it was two girls' names for sure.
Well, my cousin was Sandy, but I don't know. Is that
name your kid Carol.
Carol's worse than Sandy, probably, right? It's
yeah, because you got Sandy Alomar Jr., Sandy Wexler.
There are some Sandys. Yeah. Carol, I can't think of many Carols. Are you sure it's not like Kelsey, and it just looks like Chelsea the way he spells it? Like,
I mean,
maybe his name's Kelsey Sullenberger or something?
It's spelled like Chelsea.
Well, here's Sully talking
Holy
about the
crap.
Incident. Oh, no.
Really
what happened?
Look at the Bills coach with no hat on.
Wow.
I had no idea he was an alien.
He's like Q-tip from Me, Myself,
what
and Irene.
What is happening? It's like the dude from Powder.
That's who it is. It's Powder. It's
but look
Powder.
At that.
That's got to be
look
something
at that
wrong with their cameras.
On that dude.
That's a big head.
Man, you have a giant cranium, bro.
But that their color saturation had to be wrong there.
Those plays, that giant brain just rattling around inside that head.
He's not that white normally.
He looked like an alien. I've never seen him without a hat on. I've never seen it.
Something was wrong with that.
Google that dude, McDermott or whatever, with no hat. Jesus. Anyway, sorry about that.
Captain Sully, the hero.
One of the things that really has jumped out at me is the fact that these flights used a common tool of having visual separation. And obviously, at some point, this separation was lost. And we don't know exactly why. But the National Transportation Safety Board will investigate. I understand the U.S. Army will investigate. And they will spend perhaps a year to come up with a probable cause and contributing factors.
Okay, I'm going to sound like Laszlo here.
Asking Sullenberger.
I'm going to sound like Laszlo here. But there's got to be pilots who are like, hey, I landed every flight at an airport successfully over the course of however many years.
Right,
managed to
like
dodge birds and everything else.
I like my pilots to land planes on an tarmac than you're supposed to.
Look, you know I think
he's
a hero.
Not the ones who have to land in a river.
You know I think he's a hero.
That is a total Trump thing. I love it.
I think he's a hero, though. So, no, it's not a Trump thing, because you don't think he's a hero. I do. But there's got to be that guy who flew 100 million miles over the course of his career, or gal, and they're like, hey, I dodged every bird, landed at every airport, everyone landed safe, we never had an injury. If you want to ask for someone's expertise, I'm here. But you're not going to ask for mine. But, you know, they don't have the name recognition. I get it. But it's got to be frustrating for some of those people who retired and had, like, a spotless record. I know. I'm agreeing with you. Okay. Well, so what did happen? Well, Trump says DEI. And he also says that chopper was too high.
President Trump saying the Black Hawk helicopter was flying too high by a lot. He says it was, in fact, far above the 200-foot limit. It's not too complicated to understand, is it?
It's not too complicated to understand, is it? Was my favorite part of the whole thing.
I love it.
It's not too complicated to understand, is it? And we now have information. It'll take a while for them to get the information out the black box. I think they were picking that up today. But they did say that they were slightly short-staffed. Now, it wasn't like they were breaking the rules. They're allowed to let this manager, whatever he is, leave the room or not be there. They're allowed to have this limited number of people, but it's not an ideal number of people. They were short at least one person.
A high-level investigative source tells me that they have now confirmed that an FAA air traffic control supervisor in the tower here at Reagan had allowed a supervisor to leave early, and as a result, there was only one supervisor Wednesday night handling both helicopter traffic and plane traffic. Normally, you would have one dedicated to helicopters, one dedicated to planes.
Although they want to make it clear, it is allowed for someone to do both. Generally, you have one for each. So someone, I guess, had to get to their kid's game or whatever it was. Like, can I cut out of here early? And the supervisor said yes. So the other person gets put on helicopter duty as well as airplane duty.
Right.
So, yeah, this is kind of what we talked about yesterday. Like, man, you know, if you need to hire more people, go ahead and do that. Because we don't, that's an area that we would like to see all
Didn't
the seats filled.
Fire people, or I don't know. Didn't he pull funding from that, or I don't know.
I'm just talking, I have no idea what you're talking about, but I don't know the details.
City this happened in. I have no idea what a Black Hawk is.
Yeah, who does?
I don't know.
It's something I vaguely recall seeing last night on Facebook. Is something I know. I think I saw the
Sometimes
same thing.
Sometimes I ask questions, I stop, I'm like, you don't know what you're talking about, just stop.
And you know, and I don't know the answer. That's the other thing that stops you.
And you don't care enough to want to know the answer.
Well, I'm pretty good at knowing when you ask a question that I know you don't want the answer to. I'm like, you know, you're not going to, but before I can even say finish, you're like, I don't want to know. And I'm like, I know. You trust me, you don't. Tulsi, we mentioned her earlier.
Mm-hmm.
She's been answering questions from the Senate because she's the nominee for the Director of National Intelligence. I don't know what that person does. What does that person do?
I think they're in charge of the spy agencies. I think they're in charge of, like, CIA and...
So are they the...
I don't know what else. Is the FBI a spy agency? I don't know if they are, but... I don't know what spy agencies we have, to be honest with you.
CIA and NSA, right?
I don't know.
Those would definitely be spy agencies.
Yeah, there's, like, another secret one, but I'm not sure.
But, so then would she be the head of the CIA's boss? Is that how that would work?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I always thought of, like, the head of the CIA as being...
Yeah,
about as high up as you got, but
I think she's the president's, like, you know, person over there,
like liaison.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but so, yeah, I think George, I don't know if she could just roll over there and be like,
"You're fired."
But I think she could be like, "Hey, you're going to listen to me."
Maybe she could too.
Be like, "We're the CIA."
Look up Snow Cone. What agencies the Director of National Intelligence, or just what the hell they do? Because I'm not sure.
Tulsi Gabbard, Trump's choice as Director of National Intelligence. A great deal of scrutiny came from Republicans.
I want to make certain that in no way does Russia get a pass in either your mind or your heart.
Senator, I'm offended by the question because my sole focus, commitment, and responsibility is about our own nation, our own security, and the interests of the American people.
When she says our own nation, she means Russia.
I mean, it's basically what you guys thought. Axe is the head of the U.S. intelligence community, overseeing, coordinating all intelligence agencies.
Which are which?
And is like the liaison.
Which agencies are intelligence agencies? Is that CIA and NSA? Or, like, as Laz was saying, is FBI and Homeland Security, are those considered intelligence agencies?
I will find out.
Or maybe those are part of the Justice Department.
I don't know.
You know what? I don't even care. It's like, I don't need to know the answer. She's hot. And
she provides info to the president, the National Security Council, and Homeland Security.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Sure. Well, I wouldn't mind seeing more of her, but that's just me. I don't know a lot about her. I know that people think what Liesl said, she's a spy or something. I don't know.
It seemed odd as a pick that the rumors was she's a spy, and then they're like, hey, we're going to pick this person. But I don't know that she's a spy, but it still seems weird. Look, of all the people
specifically
in the world
for that.
Well,
position?
All the people you could pick, you're like, let's pick the one who's rumored to be a spy.
Okay. You're saying if it was for another department, like transportation secretary or something?
He's got to hook his friends up. But this one was like, well, that's odd. But again, I don't know that she's a spy or she isn't. I have no idea.
Well, of course not.
We know she went to Russia and, sat at the table with Putin and had dinner.
Well, maybe she like she's walking through the halls as she supports Trump.
Jill Stein.
Maybe she's supporting Trump, and as we're walking around, she's like, I think it'd be fun. Would be national intelligence.
Jill Stein is a spy.
She was at that table eating dinner with Putin. I don't know. That means that she's a spy. It means,
or that it means that Putin's a good host, a gracious host who invites people over. If you just open your eyes and arms and heart to him, which apparently we're not allowed to do.
I have no idea. What kind of power would Jill Stein get from Putin?
Yeah.
I mean, that was the theory, is that she was, running.
Being financed.
Everybody knows she wasn't going to win.
Right, but to keep Hillary from winning. To keep Hillary from winning.
Siphon votes from Hillary.
And that's, so Putin said, Jill Stein, you run?
That's the theory?
I think it was, yeah.
That would be the conspiracy theory.
To siphon votes, yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you money. So
I think you could get somebody else to get more votes.
Well, it worked.
I don't think it was about getting votes to win. I think it was about taking
money. No, but I feel like you could have found somebody to run independent to steal more.
Right.
Some businessman that he's got.
Get Bernie to run as an independent. He's popular.
Anybody. Somebody that he's got, pull over.
Mark Cuban.
Yeah. Some rich guy would be like, hey, we're going to run this like a company, like they always do. Just find that dude.
The Ross Perot for the modern age.
Yeah. Like Jill Stein, it did work, but you could be like, that might not work. Let's get somebody.
We need more than just the two Indigo girls to vote for her.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill
the order of hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
You guys are supposed to be the ones to keep me up on the conspiracy theories. When you went down to smoke a cigarette, I had to read for myself conspiracy theories about that plane crash in D.C. I didn't know that there were conspiracy theories. I mean, I guess I could assume that there would be, but you're supposed to tell me, Snowcone. I don't like reading that stuff.
Well, you're supposed to assume there would be.
Your job is to read the celebrity stuff, the foie moi or whatever.
Dumois.
And you're supposed to know what's going on with Taylor Swift and why she doesn't like Blake Lively anymore.
I do. Now, how does this get to conspiracies?
And then you're also supposed to know about conspiracies. I need you to tell me those. They said that now the conspiracy is that there's that helicopter that hit the airplane. It had a logo on it. You guys already knew this. It's got a gold seal on or something, which means it's for VIP passengers.
No.
And Newsweek did confirm that, yes, it was one of those choppers that was for VIP.
Like in the military?
That's just it. It could mean anything. Usually military, though. But the military has said,
kind of thing?
Yeah, somebody important in the military or whatever. Or if they're going to fly someone somewhere and it's an important person. So people are saying, who was on that chopper? Who did they want killed, right? It's like an Epstein sort of thing. But the military has said, according to Newsweek, yes, it was one of those choppers, but they weren't transporting a very important person. So. But now there's, of course, people on Reddit and stuff going, huh, I don't think so.
Well,
and
who's missing?
That's just it. Who's missing?
That's what we need to figure out.
Where is everybody?
All right.
Has anyone seen Elon?
Just start calling people.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
See if they answer.
Start looking. And don't, not your family members. Important people. Rich people. Big, important, rich people. Rupert Murdoch, whatever.
Warren Buffett.
No, I don't think Trump would kill him.
No, it's got to be somebody that.
But they're around the same, I'm on the right track, right?
Yeah.
Those are important people.
Yeah, look for Rosie O'Donnell. Where's she? Pelosi.
Pelosi.
Yeah, Pelosi.
See if she's around.
Yeah. Check it out. I need you to be the one telling me this stuff. I shouldn't be reading it myself. Hey, good
news. See if that porn star's available.
Yeah. Good news.
I mean, not if he killed her. Just see if she wants to hang out with me.
Do the podcast.
Stormy?
In the studio. Yeah. Or at the house. Whatever is more comfortable.
I can't watch porno with her.
I get that.
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm going to... Because I'm going to lay at home alone, lonely, masturbating to a girl that Trump just banged.
Yeah.
Makes me feel small.
Yeah.
It does. There's something to that. I think if she was going to sue, she should have sued for that. You know, like, now guys can't get that out of their head.
Right. They're like, oh.
Can't watch my old clips.
Like, Trump gets chicks that I can only literally dream about.
Yep. Yep. Pay to look at.
Makes me angry.
Yeah, exactly. Should have been a
landlord. I mean, not that he doesn't deserve it. I mean, but, you know, I'm like, God damn. Dude's like 80.
Yep. Yep. We're in the wrong industry, man. Should have been landlords or whatever he is. I'm not totally sure. I haven't watched that movie, but I know that it's a better industry than ours.
Yeah, for sure.
And certainly, I don't think anyone's paying to put our name on hotels. Although,
be nice.
The offer stands.
Right.
If you want our name, there is, we think,
a boutique hotel.
A lot of equity in it. So you can do the rest. You just pay us for the name, and that's it. Mm-hmm. But the name alone will bring people in. Asses in the seats. There's a new painkiller that's hitting the market. Ooh. It's the first time in over 20 years that they say there's been a new painkiller. And they're saying it's not addictive. Now, I seem to recall watching many dramatizations and documentaries about the whole history of OxyContin, and that when it came out, they're like, it's not addictive. Yeah. So, you know, I'm a little skeptical, but I'm open. Tell me more. Also, how does it work? Like, if it's not an opioid, some pain medications...
You're not a scientist.
Exactly, I'm not. Some pain medications... So they say opioids are like a distraction. Basically, it makes you feel so good, you don't care that you hurt. Hmm. Then there's other types of medications that reduce inflammation, so maybe it actually targets the pain.
Much like a hooker.
Exactly. It's like, let's just... You're not going to care that you hurt.
Yeah, physical hooker.
Yeah. You're just
a hooker is
care.
An emotional opioid.
Right.
Oh, man.
There you go.
Emotional opioid, by the way.
Great
good
band.
Name for a band.
Great band.
Yeah.
I love it. Mm-hmm. So which one is this? I want to know. Like, is this a distraction? Is it going to make me feel happy? Or is it just going to target the pain? Anyway, it's called Journavex or something.
Potential game changer for the millions of Americans who are dealing with pain. The FDA has now approved a new pain medication for the first time in more than two decades. It's sold under the brand name Journavex. Its build is non-addictive, and it could be quite the game changer in pain management.
Experts say it could reduce the number of opioids patients are prescribed after surgery.
Socone, isn't your mother a nurse or something? Where did he go? He's pooping again? Damn it. Somebody, you know, if you get a script for this, tell us. I gotta know.
Journavex, J.
Yeah, yeah.
Who makes it?
They said this morning, and now I don't remember.
I should have bought stock in it.
Yeah, we should have. I didn't know someone was working on a new pain med. We gotta watch that stuff more closely. We gotta read those trades. I don't know if that's something that's in the trades. I don't know what trades are. Hey, Diddy has more victims that have come forward. Now, get this. This is real. This is news from today. They say there's two more Diddy victims, and that this changes everything. Now, I'm just going to play you the clip from the news, and I'm going to ask you, Laszlo, to explain to me what the hell this possibly changes.
This morning, federal prosecutors are expanding their sex trafficking case against Sean Diddy Combs, saying the music mogul abused, threatened, and coerced women over a longer period of time than first alleged, 20 years from 2004 until his arrest last year in New York. The new indictment says Combs assaulted not only women, but also his employees, witnesses to his abuse, and others.
Okay, wait. So you're saying that this has been going on for 20 years, and you're saying that it wasn't just women, it was also his employees and men. We already knew all that. There's already guys that have come forward. I mean, the first guy that came forward, that was ages ago, when that first guy came forward and said, Puff Daddy did something to me.
Right.
And there's been multiple ones since. And as far as the employees, we already had that employee who came forward. They've already done the documentaries. Every streaming platform has a documentary out now. There's one on HBO. There's one on Peacock. I think Netflix might still be working on one. I watched one of them. I don't remember which one it was. I thought, well, I guess I'll see if there's something in here I didn't know. It's all the stuff that we've already talked about, and they have interviews with these people. Old employees, old friends of his. It's men. It's women. And it's from recent allegations to stuff from the early 2000s. I don't understand how this thing today, unless they're saying that specifically the sex trafficking went on for longer than they'd originally thought. I don't know. They acted like it was a big deal. I just think the next time they want a big deal story about Puff Daddy, it's got to be like they've dropped all the charges or the trial starts. Short of that, I don't know what else you could do. Or I guess a celebrity could accuse him. If a celebrity accuses him, or if a celebrity is named in one of those documents, then that's big news. But until then, leave us alone. Dwayne Wade, did you hear about him?
No.
Oh, you didn't? About having cancer?
Dwayne Wade has cancer?
You didn't hear this? I didn't know. I how does that happen? I don't like it when young, healthy people get cancer. It feels like it's happening a lot. They say it is, actually. They say young people, young men are getting ass cancer more. Like Dawson's Creek and whoever the other person was. That's why they want us to poop in those boxes.
Yeah. I still haven't done it.
Yeah, now they want us
to
get
the box in my house.
They keep lowering the age.
I haven't done it.
I got 50. And
instructions are like wildly long.
Instructions? What is there to do beyond seal it up?
And I don't know. It's one of those things you got to, like, you know, I don't know, put some liquid on it.
Oh,
you know?
Really?
Yeah, so it
I figured they would do
something.
Mummify. I didn't know that. I assumed, I just imagined they send you basically a big bag. You poop in it, you put a knot in it, and tie it up, and then mail it back and feel sorry for the mail worker that has to pick it up. I didn't know there was more to it than that. But I also didn't know until literally yesterday, since we're talking about ass cancer now, I didn't know that some people get injured from colonoscopies, that like that's a thing. And there's a woman who was on, I say woman, girl, whatever. She's been on the news. I think maybe she was on Fox or something like that. And that she had a colostomy bag for a while because of something that went wrong during a colonoscopy where they check for cancer. So some people are like scared to get them. I understand being scared to get one. I thought you were scared to get it for other reasons, you know, because it doesn't sound like a lot of fun. I didn't know that there were like risks of injury. So maybe I will go with the crap in the mail. Anyhow, Dwayne Wade had to have cancer removed. This is crazy.
This morning, NBA legend Dwayne Wade revealing a terrifying health scare.
But what I had on my kidney was a cyst, a tumor.
The Hall of Famer sharing on his podcast that doctors removed nearly half of his right kidney in 2023.
Thank God that I did do the surgery,
right?
Because the tumor was cancerous, and they took 40% of my kidney to make sure that they can get all the cancer off of it.
Wade posting to Instagram, "It's my story, a reminder to face your fears, prioritize your health, and get checked."
Get checked for what? Kidney cancer? Yeah, how do they spot that? He's rich, so I'm
guessing blood tests of some
kind. Do they? For some things, I see those buildings that advertise like full body scans. You know, we'll spot cancer as small as a grain of sand. But that's not like part of a normal checkup, and I just assume that our insurance doesn't cover it. I'm not here to talk crap about our insurance, but I doubt our insurance covers stuff like that. So I don't know what we're supposed to do. If you can't find it in my blood work that I get done at that little doctor's office in Lee Summit across from the closed down strip mall, then I'm out of luck because that's it. And they take my blood and then I don't ever hear anything. I feel like if I had cancer on my kidney, they might not know that from blood work, right? Maybe he's in pain. Maybe he had pain, and then he was like, "Oh, my back hurts," and then he goes and gets the scan. I don't know. You're not scared of the doctor.
I'm not scared of the doctor. I'm scared of cancer on my kidney.
I know. But so I'm scared of both because it's like if I go to the doctor, that's the person that can tell me for sure. Hey,
he's also the person who can fix it.
Exactly.
Dwayne Wade's fine.
Right, and that's what Dwayne Wade is trying to remind us. Hey, face your fears, he's talking to me, and go get it checked out. But could you be in a situation where, I mean, I remember when you thought you had Lou Gehrig's disease, could you be in a situation where you convince yourself that you've got something terrible, and so now you are scared to go to the doctor? You're like, I don't want to know. Or are you more likely to run to the doctor? You're more likely to get there quicker.
Yeah, I
went to like
Okay. The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. Would you...
You know what?
What?
Let's stop that. What'd you do last night?
I went to the hospital to see my mom.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
What'd you do when you got home?
What are you guys texting about?
Were you texting Snow Cone last night, though?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A little bit.
We talked about Severance, yeah?
Yeah. You asked me if I watched Severance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Was that it?
No. I well,
what did I say?
Listen to this and see what you hear.
Was that you were able to determine that he was actually there at the time of the homicide?
Hey. And so first off, is this you? Was this what you were watching last night?
Rex Coleman's airtight alibi.
Did I accidentally send you a voice thing? I've almost done that a million times before.
I don't know why I always hit that thing.
What's that? I'd like to hear it again. Can we hear that again? What's that? What'd you say?
Little Frankenstein.
Little Frankenstein. What is your dog's name? It's Frank?
Frank.
Yeah, let me hear that again. That's how you talk when you're at home?
When he jumps up on me. He must have jumped up on my face. They mentioned a guy named Chad might be. He probably sent the damn message.
What'd you say? What'd you say there?
What are you doing, little Frankie?
For any other reason. No last name, no address. So at that point in time, our job was to find out.
Come here, what's in your face? What's in your face? Come here. Come here. Let me get to there you go, little Frankie.
What did he do after the murder of William Walker?
How long was this goddamn message?
It was over 3 minutes.
God damn it.
So we had to start digging deeper to come up with the last name. And so we contacted Aloma. We asked her if she knew anyone named Chad. Aloma lets us know that her daughter from her first marriage, Jackie, is dating a guy by the name of Chad.
What'd you say there?
I don't know. Oh, does that feel good, little Frankie?
There you go.
He must have turned his head into... Sorry, scratching his ears.
Could this be the same little Frankie?
Oh, my God.
Okay, see you later.
Well, kiss you later, is what you're saying?
See you later. He jumped out.
See you later. Good with William. There was no problems there. Don't chew that up, please.
Yet when detectives ask Williams firefighter friends about Chad, they have a very different story.
Thank you.
William's co-workers are telling us that William didn't care for the guy at all. They told us that William didn't really...
And that's where it ends.
Can I hear a little bit more?
Dating a guy by the name of Chad.
There you go.
Chad Patchett.
There you go. Yeah. Detective. Come here, what's in your face? Chad? What's in your face? Come here. Come here. Let me get to there you go, little Frankie.
Okay, that's enough.
Little Frankie.
Well, you don't have a dog, so you don't know.
How did you get into like that German dance part of it?
He's a little dog.
He's like a baby talk, then little German baby talk. Oh, little Frankie. And all of a sudden he goes, it's a little Frankie. Like, what are you doing?
It just happens.
Come here, little Frankie.
It just happens when you have a dog. I don't hear the Russian part, but the baby talk just happens.
Let's hear it again. It sounds like it.
Come here. What's in your face? Come here. Come here. Let me get to there you go, little Frankie.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's a little Frankie.
That's not what I did. I don't
What's
talk to him that
face,
way.
Little Frankie?
That's not.
It's a little Frankie. It's a little Frankie. You got an accent.
That's
everything.
Closer. There's
it's baby talk with an accent. It's impressive.
It's definitely baby talk. I don't know if there's an accent, but yeah. But it's certainly not Russian. It's not Little Frankie or whatever you're doing.
Got a little bit of that vibe.
Huh?
Got a little bit of that vibe.
Well, the audio quality wasn't great.
So you were just sitting at home?
I was watching TV.
Mm-hmm. Watching murder mysteries by yourself? Talking baby talk to the dog?
Well, he jumps up.
If you ever get picked up for being a serial killer, I will send that in. Like, I don't know. He never told me anything, but I do have this. And if you play this in court,
sometimes
actually I may just send it to the cops now and be like, I don't know that you're looking for them, but you if you're not, you should be, and if you shouldn't be, you will be. So keep this on file, homicide detective.
I think there's
whatever your name is, I'm going to send it to Bosch now.
Plenty of homicide detectives that have dogs. Into that. Just because you're not
keep
a dog owner,
keep that in your pocket.
Plenty of them will have dogs, and they'll go. There's nothing weird about this at all.
Oh, okay.
Especially when they see his little face, little Frankie. He never stays for long. He just jumps up and gets right in your face. And so, you know, I cherish the moment. Mm-hmm. Little Frankie.
Yeah, okay, don't do it.
I knew you were going to respond that way. So let's just.
Oh, little Frankie.
Let's just let it in there. He likes it, okay?
I'm sure.
I don't do that so much with the big dog. It's a little dog. You know, it's like having a baby. You baby talk a baby, right?
It's a little Frankie.
That's not what I did. I've never done that. It's a little Frankie.
Yeah,
I mean, I could, but I don't. I'm not saying it would be any weirder than what I do, but anyhow, I agree with Twitch. That could have been much worse. I have to figure out why your
messages, Snowcone is the only one. When I open up our text conversation, it's got the default is to record a message. None of my other texts. I noticed in the past that I've accidentally recorded messages, but I'm able to delete them. And it's always after I've been texting you. But that's. I just realized that it's because there's something turned on here. I got to figure
out. Maybe it's little Frankie's cry for help.
Maybe. Maybe he sent the message. And
like, get me out of here.
No, he's very happy. He should have seen him. He was feeling good, little Frankie. Let's talk about something that you like.
Little Frankie.
Beautiful blonde porn stars.
Okay, yeah, I do like that.
Bonnie Blue, you know her. We've talked about her before because she wanted to be the girl with the most toys. She wanted to break the record, right?
You want to be the girl with the most cake?
Yeah, whatever. She wanted to break the record for most dudes in 24 hours on film. Is that it?
Bonnie Blue.
That's right.
She couldn't break the actual record because Snowcone's mom set that one years ago, but it was before they had video cameras, so it wasn't filmed. But I think she did break the record,
right? 1,000 guys in 12 hours.
1,057.
That's what she ended up with? Mm-hmm.
12 hours?
I thought it was 24. 24 hours. Oh, is she trying to break another one now and go 1,000?
No, it just says ever since her 1,000 guys in 12-hour challenge was revealed.
Okay, well,
everyone has been talking about Bonnie Blue.
Yeah, there was a lot of debate about it.
I wonder what the rules were here. I mean, like, as far as...
How long does it have to last? Right, what does the Guinness Book say?
Right. Like, is it just like... Put it in?
Do you have to finish?
Or do you have to finish? Like,
yeah. It's how many thrusts, that sort of thing. Right? What counts? Mm. At what point?
I saw the Houston 500 and...
Yeah.
That, you know, they didn't necessarily turn tables all that quick. Like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't watch her video. I guess some people probably have.
But they did have...
Check it out.
Buffers? Puffers? Fluffers?
Fluffers, yeah.
They had those.
Soko's mom used to be a fluffer.
She still is.
Yeah. Okay. But that was before they had video cameras. There was no porn. She just did it for fun. It was just you know, guys would call her over and be like,
I still think people do it for fun.
Need to have you around. Yeah. So, Bonnie
Blue. She called it a conveyor belt on her.
Why did we talk about her the first time? It was not because she wanted to break the record. It was
the
men
got
else.
40 seconds in hers.
Okay.
40
okay.
seconds?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, I guess there was some controversy because one, in the video, somewhere along the way, I guess you see a guy getting in trouble. I'm not really sure. Like, there's no way his mom would have been there while they were filming this, right? That wouldn't make any sense that he would bring his mother with him to this gangbang. But somehow word got out that there was a teenager involved, of age, a 19-year-old teenager involved, whose mom got mad at him and pulled him from the stunt. And Bonnie Blue claims that she took his virginity.
All right.
Yeah. It says here, this is according to the New York Post, OnlyFans star Bonnie Blue now claims that she did indeed bed a teenager who was infamously caught on camera getting reprimanded by his mom as he stood in a long line of men waiting to have sex with the blonde babe. Why was his mom there? Where were they doing this? Like at his house? Where? Like maybe they were on vacation in the Bahamas or something? Yeah, I don't get it. I did actually sleep with him. I took his virginity, proclaimed the 25-year-old content creator, who was slammed by haters for the revolting stunt in which she bedded 1,057 men in under 24
hours. Why would
people
be mad at her for that?
I don't know. Blue had urged hot-to-trot gents to take part in her spectacles, saying, whether you're barely legal or barely breathing, you're welcome to come.
All right.
So I'm just curious. You guys are fathers. If your kid, because she's saying that it was his virginity, if your 19-year-old kid lost her virginity this way, how would you feel about it?
Well, I wouldn't be excited.
What if he said at 19, yeah, me and some buddies are going to the Bahamas, are trying to break this record, and we're going to be a part of it. Would you try and talk him out of it?
Yes, of course.
You would. And why is that? Just because you think you'll regret it later, because you think
Because you may end up on TV, you know, on a video, and you're too young to kind of make those decisions.
But there's so many men. No one's going to remember them, right?
Except for, it says that she then did videos where she called dudes out. Like, she said, she posted videos and said, she didn't post on TikTok videos savagely rating all the guys she slept with on the day. She described one guy as a terrible kisser who blew air in her mouth. She posted another video in which she loved the feelings of, she could tell if the men were married or not, and she liked it when they were.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't need that part. But still, who's gonna remember that? I don't need her going on later and saying, like, see this guy? What a loser this guy was. That sucks. But let's pretend like she doesn't do that. Let's just say that
You know she's not going to do that.
I just don't
want to
know about it. Like, once you told me, then I'd be like, I'm going to talk you out of it.
Yeah.
I don't want to know about it. That's not something we should be sharing. Not something we should be discussing as father and son.
Well, if it,
but
if
you're going to go to the Bahamas and be part of a 1,000-man challenge.
All right, that probably wouldn't be how it works, right? Because I doubt that any normal kid is going to tell their parents before they leave. But if it came up later, like, have you been with a woman? Are you having sex?
And
they say,
I
lost my virginity. Well, what if you don't ask and he brings it up and says, you know, I lost my virginity.
To a porn star and be like, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
None of my business.
Now, let me ask you this. Would you get in line with these guys to be part of this? It's free. They'll pay for your travel and everything. Doesn't cost you a nickel. All you got to do is get in line. You're going to be a part of this. Would you do it?
Oh, probably not.
I don't know if I could
do it.
But
I like the idea of it.
Yeah, I just don't know if I... That's a lot of, like, sweaty dudes that you're saying right in front of you, right behind you.
Yeah, there's no part of it that disgusts me, except for the fact that I don't know that... I think it'd be hard to perform, and
yeah, because well, it's not like you get any time at all. By the time you see her, it's like hurry up, and you've been surrounded by all these sweaty masturbating dudes for the last hour or whatever.
Well, like a lot of fluffers too.
Well, if they have those, yeah, then I mean, hell, you go. Sometimes you go just for the fluffers. That's what my dad used to say.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm torn. If it's a question of would you go do a video with her, the two of you, because she needs someone, and she's like, hey, I'm looking for someone in the area. Do you have a little bit of time tonight where you could film something for my OnlyFans? You will be on there, though, but, you know, we're gonna have sex and stuff. Well, yeah, of course.
Well, I don't
want
to be...
You don't want your face in it?
No.
No?
No.
Mm. What if she's not...
What if there was no video and Bonnie Blue was like, hey, come over and bring 30 of your buddies, I'd be like, yeah.
Of course. That's what Snowcone got to eventually when I asked him earlier. It was like, basically, I'd have sex with Bonnie Blue. Yeah, I know.
With other dudes there, right? Sure. But I don't want to be on TV.
What if she's an OnlyFans content creator, but she's been doing it for a long time, but she's got like 30 subscribers? She's not a Bonnie Blue. No? Still? But she's smoking hot.
But I don't want it to be on video.
I know.
I have kids. They don't need to see that.
That's why. You think if you didn't have kids, then...
I'd go to the Bahamas. Okay. If I didn't have kids, I'd fly to the Bahamas and be part of that crew.
Okay.
And if I couldn't perform, then I couldn't perform. But I'd be like,
Yeah.
I'm going to give it the old college try.
Yeah. So why is that?
My fear is I'd have to tell the fluffers, like, slow down.
Well, of course. But...
Like, you know, I mean, I'm good. I like, don't... Oh, boy. We're going to have to start fluffing. Well,
yeah, you don't have a problem
start
there.
Over.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Okay, so Georgia congressman, he's the one that said if kids want to eat lunch at school, they should get a job.
Yeah.
That was kind of crazy. That was kind of a crazy story. But then I saw this. Now, this guy is a state senator. And he's from Mississippi, but he's also a Democrat. And he has quite the proposal. I mean, I've heard of, you know, Laszlo, remember a long time ago when there was the whole debate about abortion and you said, you know, if you think it's murder, then you need to say that you're going to charge women who have abortions with murder.
Right.
If you really
need
murder, then do that. And that was like the craziest thing. People were like, well, obviously we're not going to do that. And now they're like, yeah, sure. Okay.
Doctors.
Yeah, and the doctors too. And now they're like, yeah, we will do that. Mm-hmm. Give them the chair. And it's like, okay. Guess I shouldn't have proposed it. So, you know, you can laugh about this stuff. But you find yourself sometimes 20 years later going, oh, my God, remember when we laughed about that and that sounded so ridiculous. So Mississippi State Senator Bradford Blackman, he's a Democrat. He introduced a bill this week that would ban about half of the state from having any fun, really.
A proposed law in Mississippi would make it illegal for men to masturbate. Mm. The law is called the Contraception Begins at Erection Act, and it would make it unlawful for a person to discharge genetic material without the intent to fertilize an embryo. Offenders would be fined up to $10,000.
He's making a point, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's a Democrat.
A Mississippi Democrat.
A Mississippi Democrat. So, this, you know, how do you make a point down there, I guess, with this? Because
while it is, it's slightly crazier than a lot of the crazy stuff that you hear that's real, it's not that much crazier.
It's not.
And so it's, and this whole debate about when does life begin.
Right. It's such an easy argument to make. Right? You're like, no, it's.
Yeah. And it used
that baby,
to.
You're saying the baby lives in the woman.
Mm-hmm.
The truth of the matter is the baby lives in my balls right now.
Yep. And
I tell both my kids often, you used to live in my balls, I'll put you back.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good flex. I mean, what do you say
remember,
to that?
Yep.
What do you say to that?
Remember, tough guy. You used to live in my nuts.
Well, I mean,
did Dad ever tell you that?
No. Uh-uh.
Yours?
No. He didn't say a lot of things.
Well, he said a lot of things. He said, you were adopted. You're adopted. You're adopted. Yeah, you're not true. My kid.
And I'll
he
be
said,
in the casino. I'll be right back.
I didn't
your feet stink. Why?
He said, I'll be right back.
I'll be right back. You hang out here.
Your feet stink. Get out of the car. I'm trying to think of other things that he said. I guess, you know, it comes down to it.
Those are the greatest hits.
Well, there was also, you tell him. Tell him he's adopted. So, I mean, that's not directed at you. That was to your mom.
Yeah, but I mean, I was there.
But, yeah, that's good. And, yeah, if you think of anything else, he may have been, he wasn't involved in the leotard. We don't really know who was because that's a fuzzy memory. But I think it's possible that he said, put this leotard on. You don't know.
Yeah.
Because you just don't remember. There will never be really anything funnier. I hope that there will be things as funny in life. Those moments where you just are so blindsided by something so funny. But that moment when I was asking Snowcone, hey, you know, we were kind of talking about things that happened when we were kids and what the percentage of kids or adults report weird things happen when they were kids. And I asked Snowcone, did anything ever happen to you? And his actual response in that moment was, I just remember wearing a silver leotard.
Yeah.
And that was it. And he was so genuine, and I know now we've hashed that out. But, man, I mean, it doesn't get much better than that because it's like the last thing I'm expecting to hear. It's like, I only remember one thing.
Right. I was like Scooby-Doo. What?
Yes, exactly. What was that? The record scratched. Like, wait a second. What
wrong?
What is going on here? We need to know more. And also, it's devastating because it's, this is what I remember. Well, what else do you remember? And you're trying to get, there's got to be something up there. And there's just not much.
Remembers being in a leotard riding home in a big station wagon.
With a babysitter. A Lincoln,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was a Lincoln.
Lincoln station wagon?
No.
I think you got the station wagon park if you
It was just a Lincoln. I remember the back seat. I was, you know, I had the passenger door and there were little ashtrays in the armrest.
Mm. Were you still in a leotard?
No.
Yeah, that's the thing. He doesn't remember
they
where.
They changed you out of him?
Yeah.
He says he doesn't
remember. Who was driving the Lincoln?
The mom. I remember the Fugees were on the radio.
Mm. Mm. Killing Me Softly.
Yep.
One time.
Killing Me Softly with his lantern. So she's in the car, shotgun, and her mom's driving. Was the mom involved?
No. I feel.
Are you sure?
There were two girls that were older. I can like vaguely remember like the room I was in. But that's really it.
But but the leotard was worn. You don't remember exactly where you were when the leotard was on.
I remember being in that room.
It was in that room.
Yeah.
So is it possible?
It was upstairs.
Is it possible that you said, hey, babysitter, let me show you something, and you put on a leotard that you had for some reason, that your dad gave you?
Is it possible, but no. I mean,
That doesn't sound like you.
Yeah.
So the babysitter did. But you don't even know. It could have been the babysitter's mom. It could have been the babysitter's friend. I don't remember who was there.
It was the mom's daughters that were like a few years older than me. And we were upstairs. The mom was downstairs.
See,
did you do a show?
I don't know.
I'm sure you did, right? Like at least something. Gymnastics.
I can't remember anything.
At least it could have been a routine.
A whole dance,
right?
You know, I don't know. No, I don't want to say you put on a Broadway play in that thing, but
I don't remember doing any.
You
kind
certainly
of dance.
Would have had to done a cartwheel or something.
Maybe
they didn't put you in it for no reason.
Yeah, I don't know.
So weird. I told you my ex girlfriend. She said that her babysitter made her take off her clothes and lie down on the floor on her back and just face the ceiling, just face up, and that the babysitter would just walk in circles around her. You know, it's like you think girl babysitter, probably you're safe, right? If you say like, hey, I'm going to have this priest watch my kids, you're like, no. We already know that. We're going to have, there's a million things that you could say. We go, no thanks, this biker, right? You've
brought these up before. I would let it happen.
Right. there's a million, and you end up choosing the biker over the priest and a lot of other people, maybe over the kid, children's entertainer. Personally, I think I would.
Yeah, of course.
But when it's a high school girl, like, that's what they do. They babysit. It's a girlfriend on the street. I guess, I don't know how it works in the movies. I see people say, like, oh, she's got good references, or, you know, I talked to so-and-so, and she says that she's a good babysitter. No one thinks, if anything, especially if you have a son, if anything, the dad is aware before he leaves the house and leaves his son with that babysitter that his son might end up having a bit of a crush on the babysitter.
Yeah.
Women tend
to
think...
Which I did.
Yeah, because I had a crush on mine.
The dad might have one.
She never did anything.
Yeah. Right, no. It was you trying to come up
I tried to sit on her lap.
Exactly. Try to come up with ways to get a little bit closer.
I didn't know what that meant, but I was like, yeah, I want to sit next to you.
Yeah.
I like you, Dana.
I want to get closer. I want to find a way to be closer to you. And I would come up with games and everything.
Sure.
So that, I think, a dad kind of knows. And his wife, a lot of times, thinks, no.
Right.
Because they don't know.
Because the wife is like, he's too young to be thinking like that.
Exactly.
And she's right. We don't know what we're thinking, but we know that we like it. We know you smell good. We know you're pretty. We don't really know what boobs do, but we want to touch them.
We're getting a feeling that we get, like, when we walk through the lingerie section at the mall,
we're like, man,
touch the blouses.
Awesome. We don't really know what it is, but we want to do more of it.
Yes.
Right. That's what we feel.
And so you know. Right. It is the beginning, the birth of our, you know, horniness that will never leave us. And
but what you hope for in that situation is that those women do not then dress you up in a leotard.
Right. Well, but maybe
put
I would have.
On you and make you do a cartwheel or whatever they did. It was like, you said he felt sparkles or whatever. I don't know.
I liked my babysitter so much.
You think like sequins? I don't remember any sequins. No.
You said I thought you said it was a sparkly silver leotard. Sparkly.
Yeah, but not like sequency.
Okay,
just
a sparkly
like the
silver.
Fabric itself. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I would have probably I had such a crush on my babysitter. If she said put on a leotard, I would have done it. The only problem is I might have had to hide my excitement. But I think if my babysitter asked me at the age that I had that girl babysitter to put on a leotard, I would have done whatever she asked me to do, and I might have been. I wouldn't have understood. There's no way I would have thought that she likes me back. That's not, I didn't think like that. But I'll do whatever she wants. And it would have taken years for me to realize, like, oh, I blew it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She was into me. Why else did she have me put on that leotard, right?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that means they're into you.
No, I think it means there's something wrong with them. And potential predators. Think about this. I mean, that is an active... A predator, is it not?
I don't know.
Just having you put on the leotard, I think you've now become a predator in some way. You're not the worst predator yet, maybe, but also
did
that
you have
person.
A
No, not that I remember.
In the leotard?
I mean, no, that would have been probably noticeable. I think I was too young for it.
I don't remember being too young. Like, I don't remember before that time because I was so young when I started.
An interesting thing.
Yeah, but like, do you think that woman now? She's out there somewhere. Do you think she still got some screws loose, or was that
the one who put him in
the babysitter?
Nah, I think she doesn't remember it.
Yeah, she probably doesn't remember it.
And if you brought it up, she'd be like, "We did not do that."
Yeah.
So, but do you think that he was her only?
I don't remember
victim?
Them like ever doing anything. Like there was no like, from what I remember, like no ill intentions from
right.
Them.
Well, because kids don't recognize that though. That's the thing.
Yeah,
that's
probably won it, but I just don't remember ever getting a feeling or a vibe of like a.
Yeah,
like
this
they
is
knew
wrong.
What they were doing.
Like something doesn't feel right about this.
I feel
this.
Like it was just, like normal play stuff.
So it's possible that she was just like, oh my God, this would be so funny. Put this on.
That's kind of what I've always took it as.
Well, maybe.
But again, I don't remember a lot. So,
but as a boy, just putting that thing on.
Right, I mean, standing in front of your babysitter in a leotard with a boner.
Right.
That doesn't go away
like
tomorrow.
No.
It'd be funny for a boy to put this on. That's kind of what I took it as.
Yeah, it's definitely, but she would have known better. It's not something she would have done, wouldn't tell your parents, like, it is the funniest thing.
Right. Or maybe.
You think she might?
I don't know, maybe she'd be like, oh, we dressed them up like, we had these leotards.
Dressed up like a gymnast? Why did she have the leotard? That's the thing, Where did it come from?
I think she's probably in gymnastics.
Oh, so it was like extra big on you. This leotard was too big for you.
No, I don't remember.
Okay. He's probably bigger than the girl.
Okay. I just thought he was like a little tiny 5-year-old or something. This girl's like 15.
Well, I was just a big kid, and I think they were just a few years older.
Okay.
It was definitely not too big for me. I know that.
So she had the leotard on her, and she had a reason for having the leotard on her.
I mean, it wasn't mine. I didn't bring it over.
Yeah. And you don't still have it, unfortunately. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think she knew that he could only masturbate with a leotard on. Now, okay. She didn't know she was.
That's what women don't understand. That when they do that, that they're crossing these wires for us. I don't think my kindergarten teacher knew that she was going to cross wires for me and make me obsessed with pantyhose for the rest of my life. She was 80 years old. You know, she thought I'm too old and he's too young, so she thought nothing of it. But instead, she did cross those wires, and here we are. And there's plenty of wires that we don't know how they get crossed. You might not remember where they got crossed, but they, you know.
Right.
Those fetishes, if they're that strong, something happened somewhere along the way.
Of course.
Yeah. And sometimes you remember, and sometimes you don't.
Sometimes you just grow into them.
Yeah. You remember yours, right? Haven't you said that you remember where yours developed?
The pantyhose thing?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So maybe you just remember seeing girls at school when you were really young wearing pantyhose and you knew you liked that.
I knew I liked it right away. And mannequins with them on or whatever, but you know.
There was a lot of stuff in
movies,
too. I didn't
know any, but like, you know.
Back then, we were like pulling them up.
Back then, they would pull them up, and I was like, oh, this is
an act of seduction.
Man.
Yeah.
This is sex.
It is.
And I wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't know why. I don't know what movie or what I saw the first time, but I know I wanted it.
Well, that's just it. There was so much of it then.
Yeah.
It was totally common. They had a show called Silk Stockings on USA. And it was just the opening, the intro was just women putting on.
Man,
so I guess it wasn't difficult.
Pantyhose.
Me too.
I mean, it makes sense why Snow Cone doesn't. They didn't put you in pantyhose and a leotard, did they?
Nope.
And a teacher didn't make you rubber things.
Yeah, but
feet.
He wants as close as skin to skin, which is leotard to leotard.
That's true.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. Yep.
Did you have cleavage in your leotard? Were you a fat kid?
He said he was fat.
Yeah, but I wasn't like, but I wasn't, I don't think I was too young to like be real fat. You know, I wasn't fat yet.
Oh.
I mean, I was probably chubby, but I don't remember any kind of cleavage.
Okay.
Mm. And then what were you wearing in the back of the Lincoln?
Just normal clothes. I don't remember specifically.
How to get your head around.
I'm definitely voting that.
A lot of details.
I'm voting that she did not do it with pure intentions. I vote that she.
Oh, I don't think there were pure intentions. I just don't know if she was a sexual predator.
Well,
she could have been making fun of him.
Yeah.
For her friends. Like, look at this. We put the kid in a leotard. He's
totally
just like a little girl. Blah, blah, blah.
But
now all of a sudden they're like, oh, look at him. They would meet him at a reunion.
Yeah.
It's like, look at this effeminate.
Yeah.
Left its mark.
The Church of Laszlo.
So.
What's up?
It sounds like you haven't heard the story.
I haven't, I promise you.
And I'm excited because that means this is going to be totally fresh to you. And this is a crazy goddamn story.
This is like a radio version of a reaction video.
It is.
Wow.
That's exactly what it is because this story is effing crazy. It's
insanity.
Insanity. This is in Texas. And it involves a private citizen who sees some police officers or some snow on the ground. And this private citizen decides to film some police that he catches doing donuts in their police cruisers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's like, oh, my God, look at these cops. They're doing donuts over there. And post it on social media.
Yeah, look at HPD, man. Look, they out here doing donuts, man. They ain't got nothing else better to do. Look, that's HPD. They out there spinning. He stopped, man. He seen me. He said a car cover died. Yeah.
Okay, so that was from the video that he posted on Facebook, right?
Love that guy.
Hammond Brown is his name. And that was a post from January 21st. So, we don't know who the police officer is, but we can see that it's a cop car, and you can see it doing donuts. They say in this article, ripping turns in a cruiser, it's doing donuts. The footage was captured as the region experienced a snowstorm. Yeah, I gathered that. That's what we call circumstantial evidence. And I guess the police, it's hard to tell at first if they're joking or if they really don't like it. Once we get further into the story, I start to think that they really didn't like that he posted this video of them doing donuts and captioning, you know, hey, look at these guys. I mean, he did say they don't have anything better to do, right? That's HPD. They got nothing better to do. So after he made the post, the Houston Police Officers Union fired back and pointed out Brown's traffic infractions during the chaotic video. So see, what's going on here is that he's filming from inside of his car, and his car has a crack in the windshield. And I guess the crack is a little too big, and it's technically be an infraction. So they said tag local auto glass repair companies were looking for someone who can help Hammond Brown get his broken windshield repaired. So they posted that like the day after he had posted his original thing. And they also posted a picture of him, which I, you know, I would say is not like a super flattering photo, next to the picture of the broken glass, or, you know, the cracked windshield, okay. Right? So that was their post that they put on Facebook. So, you know, so far, I could say, yeah, maybe this is all in good fun.
Having fun, right?
I mean, if they actually went and wrote him a ticket or something, I'd say, wow.
Yeah, yes, but they're kind of like, yeah. Hey, you know, you saw us, we see you too. Yeah. Not a big deal.
Maybe the picture, you know, I don't know, but I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
I don't know what the guy looks like all the time.
Me neither. I'm saying if he didn't like the picture, if he didn't want
whatever,
his picture,
they picked one.
It's on social media.
Picked one from his social media that he put out.
And he posted this on social media, and I do think that there is something too. If you start something publicly, there is a chance that that person will come back, or the group will come back at you publicly. Now, it's how you expect a police union to respond that will matter here. So they talk about how he could face the fines. The union jokingly said that Brown needed help paying for the repair since he didn't earn any money reporting the cops' snow day antics. They said he didn't get any Crime Stoppers money for snitching, and then they scratched that out, tattling, so we need a good sponsor that can hook him up.
Okay, start trying to get him a new window.
Yeah. It does feel like a little bit of a dig there. Like, oh, he didn't get any money. He can't afford it because he didn't get any money snitching on us. So then you start to think, I think they might be kind of annoyed that he posted this and that they're not just having fun, but I'll still give them the benefit of the doubt. Maybe they are still having fun. The union president, Doug Griffith, defended the officer's actions as a stress reliever while serving in a very stressful career. He said, we are human. We like to have a good time, just like anyone else. Sure. Griffith thought the banter was all in good fun, but things soon went off the rails a little bit. After the video and the union's reaction went viral, Brown held a press conference and said he didn't appreciate the union making fun of him in public, adding that he also didn't want any problems with them, with the union. Of course, like, hey, police are making fun of me, but also I'm not trying to fight you because I don't want to fight with the police union. The union, in return, shared a news clip. And this is what they posted. Never post anything on the internet you don't want to see on the news or the internet. And there was a video that the union found. There was footage they posted of him hopping out of a moving car on a busy street and climbing onto the windshield. You know, he's like ghost riding the whip type of thing down the street. It says that he did this, performed this dangerous stunt as an ambulance raced down the road with its lights and sirens on. It says, quote, remember Hammond Brown? The hater that went on the news to run his mouth about police cars in the snow in a parking lot. Hashtag don't be a hater. Hashtag got him. The union said in the post on January 26th.
Okay, they're taking it too far now.
Right?
Yeah, right.
It's like, guys.
Before that, I was kind of all right with it. They're like, hey, get a sponsor for this guy. Get his windshield.
Yeah, but let it go.
Right, yeah.
But it's really, I'm trying to give you the benefit of the doubt, and now I can tell. And with the benefit of clarity, you go back and look at the earlier ones and you realize, yeah, they were actually angry from the beginning. Like, how dare you post something of us on social media that we're not supposed to be doing? So the union boss added, again, the posts are all in good fun. Mm-hmm. Brown, he wasn't feeling the love. He didn't like it. Quote, it is really messing with me because y'all posting all my business on social media. Y'all doing a lot more to me and getting me real scared. I did nothing wrong. Y'all were in the wrong.
Okay.
He alluded to the officer's misconduct being addressed and taken out of control. A criminology professor at the University of Houston, Clear Lake, jumped to Brown's defense to call out the police union's hypocrisy, claiming that the joking from the union would stop people from reporting police misconduct. No kidding, because this is very minor police misconduct. So, yeah, definitely that would. I might hesitate now if I saw actual police misconduct, if I saw a police officer picking up a sex worker and putting her in the back of the car. I'm thinking, I'm not filming that. I saw what happened to the guy who just filmed the donuts, and they dug up this dirt on him and then posted it on their social media. I'll just stay out of it. Quote, they are trying to be dismissive of their behavior by saying the young men were doing something similar, but do two wrongs make a right? That's what that professor said. The union again reassured the public that there would not be consequences for reporting police officers doing stuff. Well, I mean, except that these were sort of consequences, if you want to call it that.
I mean, you took it too far.
You just went too far.
Right.
Like, you've already
you sound angry. Like, and people are saying, could you imagine any other business doing it? Maybe, okay, probably not. But maybe if it was done in that, like they found, I don't know, whatever that company would be doing something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, ha-ha, very funny. You know, you film inside your car window, you know, your windshield's cracked. Can we get a sponsor to fix that for them, right?
Yeah.
And if it's left there, then maybe. Like, maybe I really can see, you know.
The old Wendy's theater.
A Wendy's or a movie theater or something doing that, right? In that kind of vein. But after that, then it's just too far. Like, whatever else you're doing, after that, it's over.
Yep. And, by the way, once I got to the part about the windshield thing, I'm like, are they being mean-spirited about this? Like, are they trying to hurt his feelings or embarrass him? Or are they trying to have fun? And I, up to that point, I gave him the benefit of the doubt. Like, I'm fun. Hey, you busted our balls. We'll bust your balls, whatever. But once they keep going, you realize, no, you guys are pissed at him. And so now you're digging up this old stuff. And now I do think you picked that picture because you thought it wasn't a flattering picture. Like, all those things. I would have given you the benefit of the doubt, and now I'm not. And it's like, you already have an image problem. I know that it's not everyone, but obviously there have been some image problems with the police and the police unions.
It seems like you're going to have fun with it. And by the way,
this is an opportunity.
I don't think people... Like, okay, now they're like, why are you doing donuts? If that was me doing donuts, you'd arrest me. But if you would have kept it at that first one, I don't think people would have even thought that. Thinking it. Like, you guys are dicks, and you're doing donuts. You're not, like, if you would have just kept it at, hey, we were doing donuts, your windshield's broke. We'll get your windshield fixed for you, and we'll quit doing donuts.
Yes.
Right? Or, you know, something along the lines of, like, you know, hey, we're cops. We're known for donuts. Let's get your windshield fixed. Something, right? That's all. I would have been totally fine, but it's like, yeah.
That's it.
You just need me to run your social media.
You do. But instead, they've got somebody in there going, I want you to find dirt on this guy.
Who said cops don't have donuts? Hey, let's get your windshield fixed with that picture.
Boom.
Right? And boom, people have been like, ah, that's funny.
Yep.
Look at this story would have been the Houston Police Department has a little fun.
Exactly.
That would have been the story.
Being the field
section. Houston Police Department has a little fun, gets dude's windshield fixed.
Yeah, man never thought he'd get his windshield repaired when he reported the police.
Houston police did it when they got caught doing donuts.
Yep. No. Instead, there's guys in an office somewhere saying, dig up some dirt on this guy.
Right. Yeah.
And post it and call him a snitch. You know, call him that. And then scratch it out.
And by the way, once we deliver your windshield and get it put in, yeah, have your license plate on fire. I mean, she'll do all that stuff. Right. I don't need to tell you I'm doing that.
Right.
The Church of Laszlo.
So I've heard some of this stuff. I know, I guess Snowcone doesn't have a dating profile currently. Laszlo doesn't have time to date.
Mm-mm.
But I've heard some of this stuff about dating apps before, the tips and tricks. And I've never used one. So I was kind of surprised. Some of the things that stood out to me was like the fact that when Snowcone told me there's a lot of pictures of girls that like go mudding, I guess if they want you to know that they're rednecks, like just stuff that I never would have guessed. Like, wait, you mean you see that quite a bit? Well, but mudding specifically, I know there's guys with fish and whatever. And
yeah, it's a women's version of that. They have like guns and stuff. Yeah,
yeah, that guns thing. I sort of see the, you know, wanting to make sure you know,
just a country girl,
just a country girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen they've done studies where they say like, hey, you know, you'll have more success if you use this than this, or don't use this at all. Obvious things like you're not supposed to use pictures with your ex.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Someone needs to tell you that, then we've already got problems.
You should post pictures of guys you work with and pretend it's you.
It worked for Snowcone for years.
I know. He just posted a picture of you two together. Like,
as his main photo.
And then he shows up and they're like, that's not you. He's like, oh, I mean, I thought you knew I was the other guy.
And it's weird, too.
Like
you're good looking.
Photo.
But that was your profile picture.
No, it wasn't.
Well, it literally was. Cause,
no, I know.
Yeah. And also, there's other pictures of me, so they knew it was me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. God. So, anyway, no photos with your ex. We'll just go ahead and put a dash and say, also, just don't use photos of other people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pretending like it's you. And if you do put a picture where you're in the background, like Snowcone was in that picture, where he's in the back of the bar, and I'm in front of the camera, then, you know, expect some people at least to be a little perturbed. Like, hey, I think you tried to
trick
me.
Yeah, that's not what it was.
Or maybe he was just saying, hey, I'll look like this once I kill him and wear him.
If that was my only photo, you would have an argument, but it wasn't.
But the thing is,
once I wear him as a skin suit, I'll look exactly like this.
Everybody, you know, I see these people swiping. They look at the one picture.
No,
swipe
don't.
Left. A lot of them do.
Well,
they look at it and they just swipe. And they just swipe.
Then I'll look at more once I'm...
Yeah, well, once you
match. Yeah, sure.
Right, that's when you look at more.
Yeah, no.
So, anyway, don't post pictures of someone else pretending to be you. Don't post pictures with your ex. I guess a lot of women have problems posting, like, demands, which I've heard that, you know. You have to be this tall. You have to be... you have to have worked for this long, whatever. What are the common ones? You've told me before, Snowcone, that there's a ton of them. There was a whole issue with, like, hey, what if guys put similar things on, you know, demands on their list?
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Because women, a lot of them will say no one under 6 foot.
Yeah, I feel like you don't see that much anymore.
I feel like people were chastised for it a lot,
right? Yeah, I think
they
were. I think it's more... That kind of happens more in the conversation now once you match with someone.
Okay.
Like, it's not part
since
of the
I couldn't
bios.
Put it in my demand, how tall are you before we meet?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I assume that's a good example of when they talk about don't put, you know, these demands and requirements. But they also say things like, you know, don't bother messaging me if you're a cat person or something like that. Okay. Well, whatever.
You see a lot of, like, no MAGA, you know? Like, you know, no
Republicans. Oh, political stuff.
No,
okay.
You know.
No libs, whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess that. Yeah, yeah. But that might... That might be a good thing because...
Yeah, I think it gets it out of the way pretty quick.
Yeah,
totally.
Figure it out later. If you don't think you could date someone that has different political views, right. Like exact opposite of you, then go ahead and put it in there. But it's the other stuff I guess people find annoying. You're not supposed to use just a bunch of group photos either, which I didn't know that people did, but apparently that used to be a problem. Snowcone used a group photo for his main profile picture, which is what we keep harking on here.
If you do all group photos, then no one can tell who you are.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah. And I didn't know that this was an issue. Have you come across things where there's just a bunch of group photos?
Yeah.
So what is it? Very clear that they're hoping that you'll think that they're one of their friends?
You have to figure out which person is, you know, in every photo.
But they're obviously hoping that you'll think that they are one of their friends.
No, not always.
You're only saying no because that's what you did.
Why would they do that?
Exactly. Just your pictures of yourself then.
They like the picture of themselves. I don't know.
Show that they're social? No, if it's all group photos, it's because they're hoping.
They're trying to, at some point, confuse.
And of course, you know, you're not supposed to lie and you're not supposed to use the cliches like, I work hard and I play hard. The people don't like that. And they really will do these big studies and see, you know, who gets better results when they take these emojis out, when they do this, when they do that. And now they've just done another one, and this is the published this magazine of Social Psychological Bulletin. And they did this big study with a bunch of heterosexual meat eaters. They found aged 18 to 82. There's some 82-year-olds on dating apps. That's good to hear, right? Good for them.
Well, no, they got to meet other people who are 82.
Yeah, I like that. You're not supposed to put vegetarian. If they're not saying don't be a vegetarian, but they are saying now, do not put that you're a vegetarian or a vegan on your dating profile. Because if you do, it really hurts your chances of getting a match.
And I don't even think that's because you annoy me. It's just like, it's more work.
Yeah.
Like now when we go out to dinner, it's got to have vegan options. Like, you know, I guess if you lived in L.A. it'd be, or New York, it'd be easier. But here, you're like, well, where? I don't know.
Well,
what's a vegan plate? You know what I mean? It's like we have two restaurants, you know?
Yeah. And you put it on your profile. Because I think I could probably date a vegetarian. I don't know if a vegan would be tough. But a vegetarian, I'm sure it's...
Of course you could if you met them already.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
But part of the dating app
is that they put it on there.
Well, part of the dating app, too, is like I can be like, oh, she's cute, but I don't know her. I haven't met her.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a hurdle that I just don't want to jump.
Yeah. I dated a vegan, and she showed me the vegan restaurants, and it was easy. It was fun.
Yeah, vegan seems like, I mean, that's a whole other world from vegetarian. Because now that's really, that, like, there's really a lot of restaurants where they can't eat, right?
Yeah.
Because
but she would like, you know, if we went out to eat, she would say, okay, let's go here. And she would, and I, you know, liked trying out different places. And there's more than you think, but it was never an issue.
They said that also, I guess maybe you ask the person if you match with them, or maybe some of these people put it on their profile, but obviously, some people do put it on their profile because they said that vegetarians that were motivated by health reasons were rated less favorably than those doing it for ethical or like environmental reasons,
right.
Which is weird because I actually would think that it might be the opposite, that you're like, oh, I don't like factory farms. I don't know. I guess maybe it shouldn't even make a difference. But
no,
part of me might think if you're saying that you do it for health reasons, then I might think like, might be a healthy person, right?
Yeah, of course.
Might exercise, might be a healthy person, in good
shape.
If you're
trying to be altruistic about it, then it could be like condescending and, you know, just annoying even.
Yeah. I don't know. And I know there's plenty of vegetarians that are like, no, I'm doing it because factory farming, and it's not because of my health, so I'll eat a bunch of french fries, and I don't care. Right. But there are a lot of times I feel like if someone says they're vegetarian, there's a chance that they're eating what they watch a lot better than I am. And, and that I'm going to end up eating some vegetarian stuff a lot more often than I would, and it might be good for me. So I don't know. I'd be okay with that. I can eat a veggie burger, whatever. I'm fine with that. But if you're a guy and you opt for a veggie burger, then women, literally, they said from this, view you as less masculine, which, of course. And then while women who didn't eat meat were seen as less feminine. So basically, people like it if you eat meat, but especially don't put on your profile. Yeah.
To me, it'd be the barrier. Like, okay, so now if you're vegan, like, what do we got? Here's one of the 20 restaurants we can pick.
They call it a deviation from conventional norms.
Somewhere and stop somewhere and get something to eat, or right? Like, it's just, it's more work. Yeah. So if I've never met you before, why would I make it more work for me?
Yeah.
I could just swipe no, and the next person would be like, you know, it doesn't have anything about it. Well, that's easy. It just makes it easier.
Yeah. They said in a different study conducted by some other group, it's some global vegan and vegetarian thing, they found that 4 in 10 vegetarians wouldn't consider a relationship with a meat eater anyway.
Right. So,
so there you go. Doesn't matter. But, I mean, if she's hot, still, we'll give it a shot. I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
I really understand.
I know what you're saying. But
you wouldn't on the dating app. If you met her at work, you'd be like, that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, of course. But on the dating app in and of itself is to remove hurdles before you meet someone.
Right. I'm agreeing with you.
Right.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Well, quit talking.
The Church of Laszlo.
That it? We're done?
That's it. We're done.
All right. Well, have a good weekend, Hotshot.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Good show, Tulsa Gabbard. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo. Oh.